This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to outline 2 Peter 3, skeptics, God, His promises, and His expectations. Let's amplify point one by doing some wholesome thinking on what Peter says about the skeptics. They are identified as scoffers who follow their own evil desires. This addresses their motives for doing what they do or say. This is an example of what Jesus said in Matthew 12:34. How can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart the mouth speaks. Scoffers have always been around, but there is going to be an increase in the number and intensity of their critical spirit. The word translated scoffers means to play with, to trifle with, or to mock. In essence, they consider their opinion of how things should work out is better than that of others, especially how God said things are going to happen. In fact, the next characteristic of scoffers, identified in verse 4, is questioning the character of God. This reminds me of what took place in the Garden of Eden, recorded in Genesis 3:1, where Satan, through the serpent, said to Eve, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" After Eve gave her response, he went on to say sarcastically, "You will surely not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." That's a picture of scoffing, playing or trifling with what God has said, and mocking Him by questioning His motive. Beware of scoffers. Peter said there will be many of them in the last days. We'll discover more about them in our next visit. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.